Thank you.
I will be right back.
Vance, right now, I don't know that I send this to you or not. Did I email these to you? We're working on the 2014 budget worksheet.
Okay, I have the proposed 2014 budget worksheet up in front of me.
Okay, that's where we're on. Okay. We just finished up with the reservation fees, and we're going to move on.
Okay, so you're like on line 8.
Yes, we just finished line 8.
Okay.
Else on with you, Ben?
I'm sorry?
Is there anybody else on the internet with you?
No, this is just strictly kind of a trial thing, just me and seeing how it works, and which, by the way, it's working extremely well.
Well, good. We're not even on the UFO. We're just using Bob's unit.
Yeah, but the UFO won't affect the operation of Skype, and Skype is working very well.
Well, I know that, but I want you to know that the sound is the way it is because we're on Bob's machine, and so it's working well that way. We don't have the UFO set up.
Okay. Well, I hear you just fine, and I probably sound a little tinny. But
we're in the garden cabin. We're not outside.
Yeah, I know.
Just so you know. Okay. But then we go through this stuff. You guys type in if there's anything that I haven't considered or looked at or you think the number's wrong. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sale of gasoline, again,
we sell gas only on an emergency basis. Mm-hmm. We are not in the fuel business. We charge $5 a gallon to deter people from having an emergency. And with fuel getting close to $5 a gallon, I'm wondering if we should raise that up.
Okay.
Perhaps to $8 a gallon or something like that. Five easy to figure. That's amazing. I don't know. That was just my thoughts on that. But fuel, I think, what did you say this last one was? $3.78 or something?
Yeah, like it wasn't like the $2
I don't think that's, we've got to work on that one.
Hmm.
I talked to a person that he was like a healthy money to run that truck out there.
So they come out and, well, I think we had the discussion before, they don't charge us to come out and deliver it. Or is that something?
They didn't charge us to come out and deliver it, and it was always less than what it was in town. And this time it was 10 cents more than what was in town. And so I called him and asked him about it. He says, it cost me to bring the truck out. And I said, so you're charging us per gallon to bring the truck out.
Hmm. That's why we quit going with Jenkins, is because they charged us $500.
They wanted a $500 delivery fee.
That would be wow.
This is Haycock.
Out of St. George.
Thomas now is in. They're out of Vegas and here in St. George, but they weren't charging us that extra fee before, so we need to do some phoning around and see what we can do about that.
If we're going to be charged
yeah.
for that coming out, then maybe it should be that we were charged.
Right.
And now we charge a dollar more because these things are paying $5 for charging. The customer it was an emergency.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that maybe we should raise the $5
to $8.
Would that be easy enough to figure if we can make that $8?
Usually it's just a few gallons.
Right, and that's why we do that. Because we want to.
I don't promote it.
Just enough to get back into town.
Yeah.
Basically, mm-hmm. So.
On the next line item here, line 10, the tractor work income. We haven't gotten into it, but I want to propose this Case Backo deal that we could get with Case Equipment, and that could generate some income to kind of offset our cost of the lease for the backo.
Get back up. I'm sorry.
Yep, no problem.
Can we go back up to that number 9, and you can write in there $185.
On the estimate?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Paul. I just want to get it done while we're in there. Okay. So my numbers can change when we have a better at the end average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you say that again, then? So on.
Plus 70 at the bottom. Okay.
Well, I just changed it. Yeah, I just changed it.
So the tractor work income. We haven't gotten into our expenses for next year. But I want to propose this deal with Case Backo that we can lease for $6,000 a year for a brand new backo. The expense going out I don't think that I can do $6,000 worth of work, but I should be able to bring in something. If people know, hey, there's a mansion, you know, if there's a culvert or something on the road next to your house that we could put in, we could offset some costs and bring in some a little bit of income. I don't know.
And besides that, you wanted to have the backflow because of the projects. Tell me, talk about the projects.
Projects such as the cattle guard that we're looking at. I think it was $900 to have Alan Steve put it in. It cost me $800 for the cattle guard, $900 to have Alan Steve put it in. When if we had our own equipment to do it. To contract somebody to put in these culverts in Crawford Canyon that we're proposing. We're going to have to hire, you know, somebody with some equipment to come out at $125 an hour or $85 an hour or whatever. I know I want to put in a few more culverts up Meadow Canyon. You know, these things can just be done if we had our own equipment.
Do we have the culverts?
No.
What are those culverts down in
the
rock quarry? What are those culverts for?
Were those fill halls?
Those were fill halls. And they're slowly kind of being sold and bought. And
he's not using them then?
Eventually. The agreement was he had them all delivered here. Right. With the ranch was supposed to buy half of them.
Right. And we didn't buy half. We just said let him hold them until
right.
we need them.
Right.
Well, okay. So is that a source that we can need them from this year?
Yeah. Those are great size culverts to put in Crawford Canyon.
Yeah. And we've got, what, 5 down there or 6?
I don't know how many is left. I know some of them are sold.
Okay.
The two are supposed to go out in Slide, the county road.
County is
The county is not going to get to that because they're working on that Alton Road, and they're probably not going to happen. So it's going to be they've got an estimate of about $3,000 to put them in. The one over there in the Podunk and the two over in Spine.
And that's not going to happen this year, but are they?
It's not going to happen then. Well, the county's not going to get out here this year to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Are they saying that they're not going to do them at all because they don't?
Want to do them, but they're busy. They don't. They've got the Alton Road project. They've got Nephi Pastures stuff going on. They've got other projects. They're not going to get. I mean, unless our longer than normal, and then they'll get out here.
So my thought on this tractor work income line item.
I just want to make it clear. The county does not want us doing it, though.
No, the county's not going to care if we do it or not.
Oh, they won't care.
No, they're not. They don't care if we do it or not. They simply said that we could, that they would do it if we provided the culverts. So we have one of two choices in getting it done this year before the winter season runs. We have one choice. We hire somebody to do it at $1,000 a culvert, or we wait until the county gets to it next year. Okay. Now the $1,000 includes material haul to cover the culvert, not just the culvert dug in. That could cost us, it was already going to cost us $3,000 because we paid $1,000 for each culvert, and it will cost us another $3,000. Because I don't rely upon Slide Canyon to go anywhere, I just assume with the county. But that's just me.
I'm thinking so. It's going to save us that kind of money. We need, how many culverts are there? Two there, we're thinking?
Two.
That's $2,000 we'd save.
Well, there's $2,000 there we save, and then there's the one over on the phone. And that was the one they were putting in on that Title V road that we have not done any maintenance on. So it would cost $1,000. It's going to cost us $3,000 to do it, in addition to the $3,000 for the culvert.
Right.
So we're talking $6,000 total.
So because of the maintenance issue on that put on fire, we better do something over there when the clearing is going to be good. That's why I just keep our Title V, correct?
Well, the Title V, we haven't done any work on that. We've got to do something on it.
I know.
And so my personal opinion is that Title V road that goes, now this is just my opinion, that Title V road that goes between Brinkerhoff Road and it actually intersects right there at Bob Becker's corner, Lot 4, that road is only used by one person. Mm. That's Val Prim. Bob Becker never uses that road. The only person who uses it is Val. Now, I'm not saying it's a Title V. It provides a good ingress egress route for fire if it's operational. And so if we're paying a Title V on it, you either need to fix it or drop it. So.
Is this one of the ones that they said they would also put the culvert into?
Yes.
And if only one person is using it, and this is we're going into winter, can it wait till next year and let them do it?
It can wait. I'm always worried about losing the Title V.
What's our deadline on that date?
It's passed.
There's three ways you can lose the Title V. Fail to pay your fees.
Yeah.
Okay. Go outside the existing disturbance when you make a repair, or not to maintain.
We're not maintaining.
And so, I don't know if they're going to make that, because we did that, because we did our little road review, the county and the BLM, and it's confusing because it's both, you got to remember we're dealing with the monument and the field office. The monument and the field office were part of the tour, so to speak. So, we're talking, they know about
it. They know it's nothing.
Yeah. How much are the fees?
It's extremely over. I'm going to have to look that up. The BLM
fees? But we're paid on our Title V through when?
I think you've got something here.
12 years, 22. Yeah.
I saw something. 2022.
Well, that, I have a question mark by that, doesn't it?
I know.
Yeah,
I
that's
right in here.
Yeah. That we have to check with Linda, and that's why the question mark's there.
But we've got several years on it, but not if we're not maintaining.
Well, we probably can get by. We can probably get by another year without maintaining it. You know, we can just say we're waiting on the county.
And the culvert's already been bought.
Right. We're waiting on the county. The county couldn't get to it, so we can't get to it till next spring.
And put that like a top priority for next spring as soon as it's able to be done. Ask the county to please come out here and do it.
Well, my personal opinion is that I think we ought to use those. I think we ought to piece together concrete culverts for it rather than spend $1,000 on a culvert for it. And the reason I say that is it gets used by one person.
Well,
we have a concrete culvert.
We have
yes,
half dozen good ones, and another half dozen ones that could be fixed and placed. I mean, for a low traffic area, they work perfect. To spend $1,000 on that, huh?
Okay,
and use the more expensive one.
Yeah,
that's just me. I don't think it deserves a $1,000 culvert.
Isn't that a road,
this road runs from the Brinkerhoff turnoff. Is there a map here?
I got a map.
So is that
right here?
I'll get one.
It runs from the Brinkerhoff Hospital to the corner of Block 4. And
I know this isn't on the budget, but is that some kind of follow-through that we have to do as the board to tell them what we're doing to make sure that because of the Title V, they understand that we are attempting to maintain?
Well, Probably yes or no. We probably see that one is covered. That's on the lawn, so you have to talk to you, Wolf. Yeah, and so I don't know if it's worth. I think the smart move on it is to simply say, we're waiting for Kane County to do the work.
But what I'm saying, do some sort of a.
I don't think we need. I really think the smart thing to do is not too many.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Basically, what he's talking about is this. Turn off of the student box. Right back up this way.
Student box?
Right here?
No.
Is it right here?
No.
It's a lot four.
The road we're talking about is this road right here. Right here? Right here. Okay. It's washed out right here. It goes all the way across the monument. Washed out right there. It's a title plan we've been paying for years. It's been washed out for several years.
Okay.
Passable?
You can get over to the cut, but you can't get over. You can't get past the wash.
What is this road that's washed out in here?
That's the Johnny Brown Road you're talking about, isn't it?
It's back here, and it goes up on the hill.
No, this is here.
Here's this.
Well,
this is washed out also.
Well, you can get by this one. There's been some repairs made.
I thought that's what we were trying to focus on. This one.
That's one right there. This one here is passable. Yes, it would help put holders in it right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it I should go around it.
Well, and this is used a lot. That's why I couldn't understand.
Well, I don't know. It's used more than this road.
Yeah, definitely.
This is the road that they want me to take the grader on.
Yeah.
Right. Is that the one that Lee Bellow said he was going to be doing?
That's the place where it's washed out.
I'm sorry. I think it is.
Well,
I thought so.
Yeah, backhoe, a dozer. I can take a grader on
that. That was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, get back to the grader. Well, so, before we go on to the grader again, so the culverts that are cement, we already have those. We wouldn't have to purchase more. And we would have to do those ourselves, or would county still do those?
We'll have to do those ourselves. The county won't
do cement ones.
What they want to do is they want to go out there. They said what they want to do is they'll go out there and fix the road. Because they got to fix it to haul it. Culvert in there. They'll repair the road. They'll install a culvert. And, essentially for nothing. But they want to use one of those big metal poles.
And so your thought, too, is it doesn't need that big one. We can use.
Well, I don't personally think it does, but I'm not the one who uses the road. It's not my decision to make. I don't think it gets enough traffic.
Okay.
That's just my personal opinion. But if we're going to do it, if the county does it, it's only $1,000 to repair.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that the county was told us when we did that road tour was they'd be interested if we wanted to turn Title V over to them. Now, I don't know if that's a backdoor way for them to take over Metal Canyon, because we have a Title V on Metal Canyon. But it would be a way for us not to have to pay for some of these road maintenance things. Okay? I'm not advocating it by any means. I'm just saying if they were taking care of the Browns Homestead Road, if they were taking care of Broad Hall, between Broad Hall and Slide Canyon. They're already going after the Slide Canyon access from Student Father the Ranch. I don't know if there's advantage to it or disadvantage. They did, that's what Luke Pratt said. He says that we ought to just turn all of our Title V's over to him. So one of our Title V's is Metal Canyon. And
instead of pressing
Yeah, and that's why I'm not advocating it, and I'm not recommending. I'm just telling you what's been mentioned.
So, do we want to just do over that culvert for the moment and have some time to chew on that and see?
Well, the bottom line is if we just hold off on doing it, the county will put it in, it'll cost us $1,000 for the culvert.
Except for if we do the cement culvert over there instead of the big culvert. On that one.
On what?
That's
on lot number four.
On the one that you just showed on the map?
Right.
Except for that one, if we do that ourselves, we install a culvert.
We'd have to install it and probably end up costing us more.
Yeah.
Okay. Than $1,000.
Yeah. Okay. So, Road Guy, what do you think?
I think we ought to wait with them, let the county do it. I mean, if only the amount of traffic is nil on that road, nobody else is using it except one or two people that need culverts that have a lot more traffic on it than that. Then he has another road to get in. I mean, the truck's got a steering wheel. He can go up the main road what everybody else does. Why spend money on one person?
Well, here's my thought too, Brent. If we were to use cement culverts that we already have, that would be in place of having to buy one for $1,000. Is that right?
But we will have to pay for the installation, which will cost us probably more than $1,000.
But if we use the culverts we have now, the metal ones are way too big to put on that road. So if we found a smaller culvert at a better deal, that would be less money. It still costs the same to put it in, but
well,
the county would do it.
The thing you have to know about this wash, you can't make a decision on that until you went over there and looked at it. This wash will run huge.
Oh.
Okay. A smaller culvert is not going to handle the flow. It's got to be a big culvert.
Oh.
3 feet, 4 at least, because it'll take huge. It runs huge. There are two things you have to remember. One is it doesn't really matter how much use the road gives. As much as it matters, that it's another ingress egress route for those guys over there, and for the fire crews, just in case we have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just pointing out the alternatives. I personally am one that would burn down cabins before I would skimp on road work. Okay. And that's because I don't use the cabins and I do use the road. So. You know.
So if it needs that big of a culvert, it'd be cheaper for the county to do it.
Yes.
Then we should just let them do it with the big culvert.
We should, but they just be advised they're not going to get this year.
Right.
Unless something.
Yeah, they had told us the fall originally.
Okay. So my thought is, if it's going to cost us more to go the other way, and it's got to have that big a culvert, it's going to cost us more to use the cement ones. Then let's just go and let them do the. Metal ones for $1,000.
Looking at your proposed budget, we're going to be in the hole. I think we have to make the move to cut someplace and let the county do it.
So we have time to think about this because next month we all get together again. We'll go over all this stuff. And
correct.
It'll give us time to chew on it, think about it, email back and forth on it.
Can we go back to this tractor thing?
Yes. That's, but wait, before we go there, so we want to leave that part the same.
Well, that's income, tractor work income.
Yeah.
I kind of thought maybe if we had decent equipment here, if we're doing projects for the ranch and we're in the area and go dig a trench for somebody for, you know, a half a day and, it, you know, we end up making $500.
So my question to you is the $6,000 a year they cost us for one year, it has to be a full year?
Yeah.
Like you put into a 6 month
300
lease?
At $6,000, that's a heck of a deal. For
no, I'm just saying, would they cut that in half? Because we only use it 6 months out of the year. Lease it for 6 months, turn it back, they can rent it to somebody else.
I can look into it.
Because that would cut that down to $3,000, we'd have it for all season during the summertime.
Yeah, because we don't need it in the December, January, February, and March.
Right. To have a piece of equipment like that, luckily we have a backhoe here. If there's a broken pipe, you know, basically either I hand dig it or I wait and get a hold of Brent if he's available. You know, if he's been available.
The backhoe that we have here is not ours?
No.
Who is that?
Oh.
Which is
oh, okay. Yeah, I thought we had one, so that's okay.
See, the thing is, convenience is nice, but it's money.
It is money.
And you know, you have to look at it like, what we need to do is go down a list of things and say, how often a year do we need it?
And that's where we got lost on culverts, because we talked about the cattle garden, and we talked about culverts, and we went into that whole thing about culverts. That's where we left off, is where we were at. We need to take the cattails out of the upper pond. It's
right.
Getting overgrown. That's where
backhoe is. Well, there, you look at all the silt in the ponds, the silt collection up by the Red Reservoir. You know, in the past, Larry Clarkson's done it. And I don't know how much, you know, we paid for that.
And he has a backhoe, too, that we hire him out.
Larry's out here almost full-time with backhoe, but he works for Dale.
So my I don't know how much, you know, well, it's needed. Just for the record, it's needed.
We need to be specific.
I have a list.
Okay, why don't you get that and then come back to this, because that's what we would need to know if it was cost effective. It's a project that we can do with it.
So, or you want to wait till the end with his other priority list?
I think it's a good idea if
it's a good idea, but $6,000 is
a lot of money, exactly. And it's something that we can get a lot of work done in a year, and we'll have to look at it again some of the
year. But you know, one of the things you have to do, see, I don't like, I hate what our next year is going to be. And what I say by that is out here, you can go ahead and say, okay, maybe there's somebody who wants a water line dug, and we can use it for that. Or maybe somebody can do this, and we can do it, use it for that. And but there's no guarantee that we're going to cover the expense of this thing.
That's right.
Now, yeah, it's really convenient to have one when you got one, or when you need one, but it's a lot of money.
$6,000 is a bunch.
And I mean, and how much every year do we contract? How much money do we spend every year contracting backhoe?
We spend probably about, I think it would be close to $3,000-$4,000 to contract it, and that's when he gets here and does it.
Right.
And I'm thinking about like that pond that you have to cross over to get through. You know, that really needs a lot. Look at that backhoe work that needs to be done.
But that's one of those things that we're invested in a backhoe we can do.
Yeah.
We just got it. Now that you're road chairman, we just have to decide how we want to do it.
And a lot of the work that needs to be done, that large grader is really not as easy to run around with flex grids as Larry's smaller grader. That large grader is monstrous.
See, my whole thing is, what's more important? What's more important, a backhoe or a truck?
But we have to get a truck.
Okay.
well, you put it that way. Okay.
You know, I'm just being practical about that.
Yeah, I agree.
But listen, if we have a backhoe, if we can rent that puppy for $3,000 for 6 months when we're using it, I'd say if we have to rent it for $6,000 for the year and it sits here for 6 months, forget that. But if we can do it for $3,000, that'll cover out what we're paying already for contracted work. And whether Paul has, that's something we could hire Larry Meltzer or someone else here to do if Paul doesn't have the time, but get a whole bunch of projects that would cover that $3,000 that year so we don't have to pay it outside, and then that would be workable.
Right.
It would be, you know, balance out to zero. Or, but that's something we need to find out and what the project list is. So are you going to go with the project list?
Well, install new culverts throughout the ranch. That was you know, the culvert in Crawford, going to Crawford. Clean out existing culverts throughout the ranch, which I don't know how many culverts are plugged right now, but, you know, usually Larry Clarkson kind of comes through and does it and then bills us later, and I don't know how much we pay, and you know, that's out of my hands. That's you guys. Dig out and build up around cabins 3 and 4. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but 3 is dug out a little bit, but 4, there's stuff right up against, basically pushing it off the cliff. So it needs to be dug down. Wall needs to be built. Same thing with cabin three. Cabin three, we talked about Larry Meltzer doing some work up there. We're going to have to hog out a lot of material right there to get it away from the cap. Rebuild the deck that goes down. You know, you're going to have to build up dirt and different things to build that. Well, that's already done. It needs to be built up, though. There's only this much dirt on a pipe. And it'll wash away. So, like, some other erosion stuff needs to take place. Clean out silt ponds, Half Moon, Bear Hollow, you know, the silt catch at Red Reservoir. Usually Larry Clarkson does that. And again, I don't know how much that's costing us. And work away from him either. He does a great job. He's always there. He's fair. Dig out, what is this? Oh, the irrigation ditch that runs from Half Moon Reservoir, and we end up getting water right here. Stuff has slid off the hill, and Larry Clarkson came through a couple years ago and dug that channel. We actually got water down here into the fields. So when Half Moon Reservoir fills up, and actually the reservoir that's full of water isn't Half Moon. The other reservoir is Half Moon. When that fills up, it overflows into the other one, goes through a pipe, goes down a channel, we end up getting water down here.
Does Larry leave his backhoe up here all the time, or do you haul it any time separately?
It's always out here.
And during the season, it's here most of the time.
My question would be also, to lease this Case tractor for $6,000, could we lease a bigger one than Larry has? Would Larry use ours and charge us less money and not put wear and tear on his? Would he consider that?
That's an option.
Well, I've thought about that, too. As long as we don't go.
It's pure profit for him either way. If it's less wear and tear on his equipment, he might be willing to do that. And maybe not. So I don't want to put him out of work either because he does a good job. But if we can make his job easier by giving him a little bigger piece of equipment, a little newer piece of equipment, and put less wear and tear on his, he might be willing to do it just to make it.
As long as we don't go over the 300 hours.
So the 6,000 a year is 300 hours.
Right.
So half of that's only 150 hours. It looks like we've got 8 projects now.
Well, I'm not finished.
Oh,
So the last few years that I was here, between Brent and I and some of the stuff that I've done with putting in new valves and new walls, redoing the vault, it's solid. The only thing that's not solid is the culvert that sticks up out next to the airstrip. It's got PVC valves, and it's kind of, it's there, and it's served a purpose. I would like to update it, basically dig it out and install real valves and basically bury it. So all you got to do is go with a key, turn it on and off, instead of flying down and turn the valve by the airstrip. PVC valves, I don't know. How many times have we fixed that, Grant?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, between water hammer, and you turn the pump on, pressure, and pressure goes to least resistance, which goes from the 4 inch to the 3 inch, which is in that culvert, and it's all PVC. You go in, you put in some ductal valves, some real heavy duty, just like a normal water system has on that big, and it'd be done. So that was another project that I had. The water line from the upper system, The upper tanks to the lower tanks is exposed, been exposed for years. There's been attempts to bury it, but with the water coming down there, so that was one of the bigger projects, was to cut it from the top, cut it from the bottom, dig a nice big deep trench all the way down that hill, and bury that line. And then the cattails and things around the ponds, that's kind of a big one. But the first pond there is almost full of cattails. You know, and a lot of this can wait. You know, a lot of this, you know, Larry, track Larry to do.
Okay,
you know, we do not have to lease this. the thing about the lease I thought was kind of neat was we're not stuck in a 5 or 10 year contract with buying a piece of equipment. Next year, if we don't want it, you know what? $6,000 that we don't need to spend next year, but if we have that opportunity.
But I'm like Brent. I think we need a truck right now.
Hey, I agree with you.
Just,
okay, well, put under options and let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you over again.
Howdy.
Yes.
Let me make a suggestion here. Has somebody got like a pencil and paper and make a sheet called wish list and associated costs and start putting stuff like this on it?
Got it.
You know, I mean, we definitely want to discuss it, but I don't, you know, it's hard to fit it in.
We're taking notes on it too.
Yeah, but like I say, there's a wish list will probably be as long as this Excel sheet, but. You know, and it's not a bad idea to write it down, but we kind of need to, you know, write it down and just look at it and go, hmm.
The way I look at it is that if you rented after this year and got as much of the list done as you could, then we probably wouldn't need it for 4 more years and then we could get it in.
Well, and something I've been trying to get is a list of things that we paid for and how much it's cost over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
How much did... You know, I could tell you it cost us $1,000 to have Alan Steve come and dig the hole for the cattle guard. Just $1,000 to have him come and do it.
And another $1,000 to do the vault. More.
Another $1,000 to do the vault. Not that I could have done the vault with a backhoe, but you know, how much did these? How?
Oh, did you put the?
It's a big track.
Yeah.
The rafters aren't mine.
Look, the rafters actually do.
England needs to come out for that. You know, and some things you have to understand. We have a tractor here, and it you hook an implement on it, and it works great. The front bucket, however, I don't think is designed to consistently be used to screen material and dig dirt. And am I wrong on that?
I'm not familiar with that back on that one.
No, they're made to haul manure.
Right. I mean,
yeah. I don't think it's heavy duty enough to be.
You know, we do have a tractor, and it is good for, you know, a lot of things. I think the ranch needs a backhoe, but the lease is a great deal because if you don't want it next year, you don't have to get it.
Exactly. You can make sure it's ready with 4 years.
While your lease is, you pay maintenance.
No, they come and fix it. It's basically you change the oil and the filters, but when something breaks, they...
Can you check on about that half year thing? Will you check that?
I will. It's a great deal, and I don't know because it's such a great deal that they do.
What's the check?
I will.
I just don't want to pay $6,000 a lot of money.
Well, and there was something else
for
too.
A whole year, we'll
you could get a smaller one for $3,000 a year.
But again, same thing. We wouldn't use it 6 months a year.
Well, who wouldn't use it for 6 months out of the year? I would use it for a good 9 months out of the year.
9 months, okay.
You know, and, you know, to have it here, you know, and I don't want to get off subject. I agree with these guys. A truck is more important this year. Something to think about maybe for next year.
Or if it works out.
Or maybe more.
Right.
Okay, moving on. Are we moving on?
Yes.
Wildlife income. That's not an average. The wildlife income is varied wildly, but last year was, this year, 6,700. The year before that, 6,400. The year before that, 5,000. So I just... going to go down, so we'll leave it at 6,000.
Sure.
Store sales, we'll start that again. We'll figure 1,000. You think? I know it was estimated before 1,500, but
what was
if we sell, it doesn't.
We know the average.
Well, we're going to have ice this year, and I guarantee you we'll sell $1,000 for the ice.
Yeah, when we have ice, it goes good, and when we have ice cream, it goes good. But you know, the time that we were here was so short that I didn't get to have them.
No, yeah, I know.
And I didn't have my freezer. But we still sold, you know, $40 and
$552 this year out of the store. We didn't even work it.
What?
How much? $552 this year already, and we didn't even work it.
Is that just since we've been here?
That's the whole year.
Oh, that's the whole year number.
So in 2010, it was 1,000. Next year was 1,300, right before we left, 1,350. Uh-huh. There was, in 2012 was 300.
300?
300. We didn't put anything else in it, it was just what was there.
One.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so, if we put $1,000 down, if we make $1,500, yay, baby.
I'm sorry.
What? We didn't have anything in it.
I'm sorry. I feel like guilty almost.
Moving on.
Moving on. Interest income. Linda, I have no idea on that. I just took...
Interest income is the money that comes in off of those assessments.
Yeah. But we have no way to figure that, do we?
No.
So interest income, really, I have $2,500 just based on past numbers, but that's pie in the sky. I don't know that we can count on $2,500. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that is trusting.
So just take it out?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll take out the $2,500.
The more people wait to pay their assessments, the more we get.
So I'm going to remove that.
So that's not income.
No. That's good. If we get in on that, we'll be gravy.
You're going to take it off and not heavily well?
That's the best.
Well, that's what I'm leaving interest income category in there. I'm taking the $2,500 out so that if we do make some, it'll be extra over than what we expected. But if we leave $2,500, that means we're counting on that.
Yeah.
Is it safe enough to count on that? 2010, it was $8,000. 2011 was $1,000. 2012 was $3,300. 2008 up till October 8th was almost $6,000. Do you think we want to leave it in there, or can we?
I'd leave it in there.
I'd leave that in there. That's a low number.
Yeah,
in comparison to what everything else.
Right, and it all depends on how many people owe in that category.
And how long they wait to get their assistance.
Yeah.
I think
they
believe
it.
That's low
enough.
$500
will
cover the budget for this.
Only if it comes in, though.
Right.
It will come in.
But the store pays for itself.
It does.
Yes. I think we did a figure on that one. It was like, what, $600 more it brought in than what it cost us? Okay. Reimbursed expenses, again, this is where I had a question mark for you, Linda, because I just do not.
Reimbursed expenses are money that we get back from, like, the workers' compensation fund. They give us an amount that we pay, and then we get some back. I just got a check back from them again. Reimbursed expenses are where we have overpaid for whatever reason. Same thing with workers' comp. There's things that happen from two other vendors in my computer here where we get money back from them, and that's what that is. That's one I wouldn't necessarily count on. You've got that empty, and I think that's a good call.
Because one year was $250, but the year before that was $1,000, so it's one of those, you don't know if you're going to get it back or not, leave
exactly,
it off?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. If you get a check that bounces, then that's reimbursed expenses, that the check fee, because they're reimbursing us for what we've already expended. So,
okay.
I wouldn't count on that one.
And collections, same thing. We don't have anything in that one. Actually, that's not even on the... Yeah. And miscellaneous income. Again, miscellaneous income. And you see on the right-hand side on two of those columns, I put reserve dollar. That just means to me that's like a little savings account. Like, that's extra we don't know that we're ever going to get any in on. But if we do, it goes to help cover things that we've overspent on in other departments. So that's what that means.
Okay.
All right, moving on to expenses. Now we're really getting into the fun part. Anything else thought of or covered? Brent, I think on the proposal, your proposal from last year, the Kevin, we'll talk about that at the end. Bring it back up again at the end of the meeting, what do you think?
Well, we can talk about it. I'm crunching some other numbers on that.
Okay.
So,
well, we just need to bring it to the table again and look at it again.
Yeah.
But my thought on...
On the wish list.
Yeah. Well, not the wish list, because it's more like a functionality list.
Oh.
So my question on the income, we have no planned groups coming in for any types of money?
No motorcycle riders.
Motorcycle riders, no Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, nothing.
We don't have anything on the books right now.
That's crazy.
We did have a group of ladies come in, a young woman come in this summer, and that
will now have an answer. Well, and I'm planning on getting with Brad Hunt, and we're chuck wagon kind of horseback ride group deals, a couple of them through the summer.
Right.
Next summer.
The mayors want to have their
family reunion, and they want those things available for their family to get their family to come, because a lot of them are like, well, there's really nothing to do, whatever.
Right. We're tired of the ponds. Well, because there's no horseback rides, and everybody says, oh, there's no horseback rides. But they need to understand that if they call, I can get horses, and I can get I don't want to say guides, but I can get somebody.
Licensed outfitter.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. When you say bring horses and
when you say guide, and you're on the BLM or you're on the monument, you have to have permits and all these
correct.
Things.
And they have to carry their own insurance policy.
Right.
No. Yeah.
So, I mean, if people call ahead, we can do these things.
Well, that's something, too, that the ranch needs to think about. If you want to do that, even though the licensed outfitter will have their own insurance policy and all that with it, and the guides are licensed, we still hold liability. If someone falls off that horse and dies that day, we're still going to be sued as well. So it's something that we do need to think about.
Does it not matter that there's actually a
liability waiver?
No.
A what?
No. The law in Utah states that if something happens to you when you're participating in an equine activity or on a ranch,
you're
liable yourself. You have to understand that it's a dangerous animal.
It's posted right there on the barn.
It's posted on the barn. Mm-hmm. And there's a bigger one. I mean, like, it goes into more detail. We had a lawyer tell us that.
Yeah.
I mean, show it to us.
Hold on just a second, everybody. That didn't work the last time this happened with Mike Duvall's issue. They went and got us anyway.
Right.
So I would say the safe thing to do is assume everybody will sue us for everything and not assume otherwise.
That's true. So I'm not sure if we have that law in Arizona or not, but even when you sign a liability waiver, you can still get sued for that. You just don't have to pay in as much. You're still going to get sued, and you're still going to pay.
It's the same way in Nevada.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I mean,
we can't ever be 100% covered on that, but it's something to think about.
Right.
Do we want to offer that as...
Or was this situation where we needed a better lawyer?
No.
No, because even the commercial guide outfitters that I know, when they get nailed on that, they end up... They might not get charged with the whole thing, but they're going to get... There's a financial out. Yeah.
Yeah, when I worked for International Harvester in Vegas, we had a fenced-in area. We making people sign, pick your truck up. We're not... And they're not liable. Someone jumped the fence, steal the spare tire, they gave us the court, and we lost every time. Even though they signed the statement saying we're not, lost every case on stuff.
So how do you work that? And
you get out of the business.
But I thought that hiring a concessionaire to do it, they assumed all.
I wouldn't count on it.
They assumed the majority.
Can I make a suggestion?
On the block. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Paul, get your statement of qualifications, get your certificates of insurance, get all the paperwork from this guy who you're thinking about, and we'll pay Ed Robbins a few bucks to look at it and decide what happens. You know, we're not qualified to bat it around. We need somebody who understands to bat it around.
It's just kind of it sucks. You have to do that.
I know. I know. But look what happens
the
when
ranch.
We,
oh. Used to come here and do this. Yep. Well, sorry, we don't offer that. Oh, it changed.
But that's a good idea. If you get the documents from the one outfitter that you know, and let's go ahead and submit them to Ed and let him look at it, do a review, but see what he comes back with.
And that's where we do that. The board didn't do that with Ollie. We didn't have that information before him and didn't check it out before him.
But it wasn't even only that did that. It was
private people
that went into the field with that jack.
Yeah, but
right?
It wasn't until that event that we figured found out that was
okay. Moving on. Anything else in the income place that we needed to add for wish list or think about, or went some time or two over it? Okay. All right. Means you can't get out of. They're just there. So skipping past those two. Linda, do you see any issues with those at all? Okay. Skipping on buildings. facilities, equipment, and other.
Skipping that or moving on to?
No, moving on to.
If I can throw something real quick.
Before you do, go back
okay.
to Benzene. Mm-hmm. Hang on to that. Don't forget what we're going to say, Paul. When we put an assessment on a credit card, we charge $19 with $15.90. It should go up this year. But that goes to reimburse expenses.
Okay.
That's part of that reimbursed expenses on the same.
Okay.
So that's thinking here, the bank fees.
Okay. Okay. And the bank's always going to charge us for fees for.
Oh, go ahead, Paul. Sorry, I'm sorry.
The cabin maintenance, the estimated, is kind of, it's been the same for the last, I don't know how many years, mm-hmm. which is great. I have some projects like reflooring cabin two.
I can do that this winter.
A lot of, you know, miscellaneous items in cabins, mattresses. I want to get into a mattress plan where we do a few cabins a year. New mattresses? I mean,
we need twin and full mattresses.
Do you need how many?
I don't know.
Oh, twin and full, you said. Okay.
Eight twin mattresses just in this cabin.
I have a...
Eight, nine, ten, three.
And I don't know if this is if this is a proposal or not, but I've talked with Kathy Pierce, and they have since taken over lot 23. Name's been changed over to their name. They have paid their back taxes, and they're trying to get current on all of their things with this lot, with the state. However, they are $3,000 plus in the hole with their streams as far as assessments. They came and said, hey, what can we do? I know they talked with Art. They talked with Dale. They talked with Ben last year. And I talked to him, and I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff at the ranch that you can do. And I suggested we have seven cabins left to paint. If we charged them $500 a cabin to come in and paint, which I think is a fair estimate to... start to finish. Larry Sims came in and painted that we'd have to go back and trim. But I told him start to finish.
The only reason we have to go back.
He hurt his arm. Start to finish. $500 a cabin, seven cabins, I'd bring him at $3,500. Couple things. It wouldn't cost the ranch anything except for paint. Yes, we would be the $3,500 towards their back assessment isn't costing the ranch anything, but it would make them current to where next year their assessments would be current and we'd be starting the process again.
They just took out, they're current on their lot, right?
Yeah, one
on their first lot.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. It's going to cost us really nothing but paint, and it would serve a huge purpose to have all the cabins painted to where we can start an annual, you know, we're doing three cabins a year type of thing, kind of a program.
What kind of experience equipment do they have in order to paint?
We have an airless sprayer.
But what is their, are they just people off the street saying they're going to paint the cabin?
I know Kathy Pierce's.
She's a realtor, I don't know. Well, that doesn't mean
I know. I don't know. They hire people.
I mean, I'm probably going to have to keep an eye on it, make sure it's done right.
You're possibly going to be taking in another
one, as well as Robin.
Well, and my thought on that too is,
but whose lot is in arrears? Their lot or Robin's?
Robin?
Sorry.
Well.
Yeah.
This is all beside
that's in
the
their
point.
Name already.
The thing I'm trying to get across is. To have to
that's 24.
Oh. I'm just saying for the amount that you're asking to be done, are we liable if they get hurt?
That's another thought, yeah.
23
that's
is
always.
I mean that's a lot of cabins.
Right.
To be
somebody
handed.
Falls off a ladder.
They have that's always the case.
We're reliable for Larry.
Larry, this ought to go on a hold because this is a money issue. It shouldn't be a record.
All right. Put these on pause.
Dan?
Or do you want to talk about that after the meeting?
We can do that.
Okay, let's wait till after the meeting. We'll talk about the paint.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, I like the $10,000 because there's a lot of things that I want to do.
And really, for $10,000, we have not spent close to that the last 2 years. 2010, we spent the 10. 2011, we spent $7,800. In 2012, we only spent about $4,000 of it. And this last, up till October 8th now, about $5,500.
Can I say something? I did not understand what that part of it was never explained to me what that part of the budget was for. And until the last year that we were here is when I found out what that was for. I tried to do everything out of my cabin supply budget. So I didn't do anything in the cabins except for bare minimum because I thought that's what it was for.
Well,
my supply. It's different.
No, this is for painting.
I know, but I didn't
structure.
Know that. What I'm saying is I didn't know that. So at that time is when I started taking things and buying the curtains and buying mattresses. And, I mean,
that's a different category. That's cabin supplies.
No.
That's right.
No, that's cabin.
Curtains would be furnishings, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I didn't understand that. I mean, I didn't know. I thought I was supposed to try to get sheets out of cabin supplies. So, do you know what I
If you notice, it does say cabin maintenance slash furniture slash supplies.
That's on this one, basically that category broken down further is just cabin maintenance and furnishings.
Right. But I didn't
so you know
this I didn't understand that until I don't know, somewhere in the middle of probably 2011 is when I figured it out. And I was like, oh, is that what that's for? Oh, so that means that because I wouldn't replace pots and pans, I wouldn't replace, you know, unless I could get, like, the screaming deal, which I still would want the screaming deal. But I didn't do it when it needed, you know, I scraped with whatever I could because I didn't
know
that that's what
that
was for.
So how much was how much did we spend in the last 3 years or 4 years?
In 2010, we spent a little over $10,000. 2011, we spent about $7,800.
So
2012, yeah, look down at the pink line.
The pink line.
Oh,
that's right. Well, that's total.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's total for that section.
Okay.
And
I see.
For 2012, we spent about $4,000. And then this season, we spent about $5,500.
So I can propose something, just real quick, because I have a few list items that I'd like to take care of next year. We have for headquarters $3,000. There's a few things at headquarters that I'd like to do. And I think with our fence budget, we can take care of... Right.
We're on cabins,
right?
No. That's the next line.
We're on cabins, though, right?
The whole list.
Right.
One line at a time to make sure we're okay with it.
We're still on the
10,000. Which I think we're okay with.
Right.
Just pause for a second. Are we okay on the 10,000?
Well,
that's
kind of where I'm headed.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Beans, we haven't spent $10,000 on cabin maintenance, which I can... probably ask everybody that's a member here, and they could say, yes, we need $10,000 a year.
Yeah.
If I could take a couple thousand from there and put it towards headquarters, I'd like to redo the park area. That's going to take some funds.
So you're thinking taking $2,000 from the cabin maintenance and putting it into the headquarters area?
Right.
I don't want to take too much money and split it, and then you have a feeling like everything's not accomplished. I think what should be done for the cabin maintenance, I think Dave Turley and part of the membership or board should go through and find out what exactly is needed.
We've done that.
And
it should be done.
$10,000
should be spent, if not more, on that part. If you start dividing it, you're not going to get done what you need to have done.
If you notice, it does say to include paint. So part of my proposal was to have these... the Pierces come in and paint the cabins and get that taken care of. There's a lot of big, I want to rebuild decks. I want to kind of restore some decks. The floor in cabin two, I want to redo. One, you know, there's some bigger.
There's something Joe thinks that is important, yeah, because this, yeah, is what keeps coming up in all the little.
All the people that I want to rent the cabin to, so that they come up here, they say, is there mice in the cabin? I go, yes, and they back
That's
out.
That's the big thing.
Right.
Cabin two has mice. And cabin 10 has mice. There's no mice in cabin 1. Cabin 3 occasionally does have some droppings. I was just in there. There's not been anyone in there in weeks, and there was like.
And that's fine. But all I try to promote the ranch for rentals, and I can't because they say they won't sleep with mice. And people tell me that you can't keep mice out of your cabin.
Brett, are there mice in your cabin?
Huh?
Do you have any mice in your cabin?
No, my place.
Yeah.
No.
I don't have any in my place.
I don't have in my place either. But
so it just can be done.
I don't have them in the laundry shed either, which Kelly had mice in there. It was everywhere. But you have to habitate it. If nobody's in a cabin, if nobody's in a cabin for a month, then they come in.
Some of the cabins sit for long periods at a time. And with the bucket and the water and the, I mean, I don't know how much we could spend. $500 maybe in poison, and I mean, we're doing the best we can.
I'm thinking, but see, my cabin, I used to get, never had mice in my cabin, but I used to get them up underneath and rattlesnakes everywhere. I killed 18 rattlesnakes in 1 year. I put a concrete wall board down like Jody did on her place, eliminated the mice completely. There's no mice get under my cabin, no mice get in my cabin. Just putting a concrete wall board down and sealing it prevents the mice from coming up underneath.
That's great.
Well, so that's what he was thinking, mouse-proof. In this $10,000,
right,
we're not just talking about general aesthetic value inside the cabin, but let's stop mice getting in. And if it's specific cabins that it's dealing with, then let's address that need in the $10,000.
Because I think we can get the cabins rented out more if we can get the mice out and the people in. I've only had a mouse in my cabin one time, and I found out how he got in. He ate a hole through the screen door. So I got metal screens instead of plastic screens, and now they can't come in. So if we put wallboard down, I went down 6 inches into the dirt, backfilled it. They can't dig under and come up. And if they're getting in someplace else, you can flat patch the hole because you can see it. You can't see what's coming because we can't get under them. So we do need to, and we ought to, you know, just pick one or two cabins a year, but we have to get it done.
I agree. That's a good idea.
You got to make them mouse proof.
So anyway, that was on the cabin maintenance as well.
Right.
And number three is going to take a lot of work. We were going to work on that this year, and it hasn't happened. So cabin three really needs a lot of work to get that dirt and all that. That's cabin. I don't think 10,000 is unreasonable. But that, when we, at the beginning of this year, our board president wanted us to do a deck on 7 or 8, wanted to do one of those. And that's when we found out about the hill and needing to do the whole deck. But that deck itself, and having somebody come and do it, was going to cost us $6,000 just for that one deck. Having you do it is not going to be near that much money.
Right.
But that was having somebody come in.
I think it cost
contract work.
The deck on cabin two was five, right?
Yeah.
Was $5,000. The one that we
Yeah, exactly. And that contracted.
That was Larry Sims.
Or Paul did it with him. Yeah. Paul Nash of the.
But he didn't charge us $5,000, did he?
No.
But a lot of that was on material.
Okay. So if anything, if we want to do a couple of decks, we want to, we need to double this.
Well, and I'm just throwing it out there. I think
this is a very, you should explain more about, I don't think anybody here would understand why we need that even.
Playground.
This is a huge selling point. When people come in to check in, or they come in to look at property, or they come in to visit, or whatever. They park right here. They go to the bathroom. Their kids are out there playing. It's almost dangerous to have their kids out there with some of the equipment that we have out there. To update it, to upgrade things, I think would be a great benefit.
So it's a $3,000 budget estimate.
Automatically.
The average. The last 3 years.
Well, and I have a lot of plans to build fence here. I want to continue building
the
more.
We
need to get this land open.
Yeah.
Isn't that
with that? Well,
the board.
The first phase was right in front, which you see what I already did. I want to take it around the where the pig pen used to be,
and take it that way. And then just build a fence from the chute up past the barn. Just kind of.
Right. He had it all going in phases before we.
Basically, I'm trying to rebuild all of the corrals and the things that are there, but it's going to take a few years.
In an effort to be a part of this?
Right. Well, to make it more usable.
Usable.
You know, Doug Hunt can't bring his cows in without having to fix the gate. I mean, it used to be that way. Now it's, you know, there's swinging gates.
See, for headquarters, too, as far as the cattle guard and the main gate, so we don't have to close it and open it all the time to keep the cows from coming in and out. We should have a cattle guard right up front.
That should be a wish list, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it should be a wish list.
Well, do we have the cattle guard
for
Met opinion on this at all?
One.
Because when you close the gates to keep the cattle in or out, and someone comes here and it's raining and it's muddy, nobody wants to get out, get back in their car and get mud everywhere. And it would make it easier for everybody who's got a cattle guard right there.
Meadow
Canyon at Crawford?
Meadow Canyon, yeah.
Okay.
You want a cattle guard at Meadow Canyon and Crawford going to what? So it's still Halsworth?
Yeah. Basically, well, if you can look at the map, I'll show you. You know, and we're kind of way out.
Here.
We have zones. We have, like, fencing zones. You know, there's a, let's see, there's a cattle guard somewhere right in here. But this area right here is the start of the meadow, the fence in the meadow, right here. Right before the turn, the corner up there. There's a fence that goes right here, and there's a fence that goes all the way across here, right up into the hill. We're trying to build this fence up right here to keep cows there rather than coming down. Because what ends up happening is they get out of the meadow, they go right down the road, right all the way down to the ponds. We're trying to keep them up out of the ponds and south of the ponds.
And
so we're trying to build, you know, a stone wall. We could put a gate there, but nobody likes gates. So we're talking about putting a cattle guard right there. Different bowls, different.
And we're gaining on the cattle and at the ponds, and we came to last night. There was one on the inside of the gate.
Well, there's
three on the outside.
Just so you know, there's not a complete fence around the ponds.
Yeah, that's why they get in. We fix the gates and stuff like that for their.
They go down a cliff.
They go down a place like this. Put fence there because they figure what's going to go down there. They go down there.
Here in town.
So,
yeah.
Moving on.
So,
I mean,
what you're saying for the $3,000, that would have to include fixing up the playground and all fencing? Is that what you're saying, the $3,000?
I don't know.
I don't know that it's enough. I'm saying that's what it would include, correct?
My plan for fence was about $4,000. But, I mean, I can do it in phases, you know, smaller phases. I can just do this little area this next year. More, but I really want to build up this park because I think it's kind of one of those places, kind of like the pond, where everybody likes to hang out.
And, of course, there's a place where families will come down, the adults will stay here, and the kids will go play there.
So for the $3,000, I'll say again, that would facilitate the park and just a phase of fencing?
No. That's why I was talking about taking.
Do you want all new play stuff out there? Because that's really expensive.
Well, I've been over to Lifetime, and for $3,000, they have, it's all metal. It's not going to go anywhere. Joe had mentioned, well, why don't we get something at the Costco there? I've seen those, and after a year or two, I mean, this is out in the sun. This is out in the
weather.
So trying to get something that'll last a little bit longer.
So what I'm hearing is $3,000 is not enough. That would just do the play area. What other kinds of things would you have to think of doing in the headquarters area as well?
Is
there something else?
There's fence. I have a list here.
No, that's not there.
You guys are aware of this, but there used to be a deck
and a cover over the tool shed. I want to rebuild that. That's kind of in there. That's me doing it. I can get cedar posts for free. Part of the lumber that's coming off of the fence that I'm going to build can be used for that. Basically, just some roofing and some other things.
That used to be the store.
But I know that used to be the store.
Tool shed.
Tool shed. Okay.
So, you know, taking just a few dollars off of the cabin maintenance and putting the headquarters or, you know, bouncing it around. You know, I talked with Lloyd Jessup about building a huge archway, you know, big pine archway that you drive through when you go to some of these ranches and they have a sign that says whatever ranch.
But I thought last year Dave Turley said he had the big pull to do that.
He was volunteering.
Yeah. Well, that would even be better, but to pay, I mean, we have to haul it down here. There's just a few things. We could leave the budget the same and we could figure something out.
I think that could be a wish list there for sure.
Yeah, I wrote that on wish list. I don't think we can take anything from the cabin maintenance collection supplies. I just think that needs it.
It's been severely lacking for the last 2 years. We've had all these things we wanted couldn't be done, or we didn't have the manpower to do it. Now we have the manpower about we need to keep the budget there so you can get it done, that we can afford to get it done. And let's look at the headquarters, another $2,004 wish item.
Well, I'm thinking, too, as you're going down for expenses, and maybe something you can cut a little bit here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a little bit to maybe increase the headquarters expenses right there to include some of the fencing and some of the decking or the slowly in phases, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then look for a goal within 5 years you hope to have this finished and this finished. But there may be areas that you could cut a little bit, shave a little bit to get it into there.
Yeah,
those are good ideas. They're excellent ideas. But it's just a matter of we only have a certain amount of money coming in.
And where do you pull it from?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anything else on the, well, we're still on the cabin. May move on from there. Now, to address the painting issue, you had a good point. Are they experienced in painting, or is this going to be a good job, or, you know?
When cabin will move on.
I'm worried about liability.
Yeah, and liability issue on that. And the other thing is, if we do something like that, too, let's make sure that we start the new year out right and go with what we started the last year. We pay them for the painting, they pay us back in a check for the assessment, so we don't do the trade.
Right.
We want to make sure we're firm on that.
Right.
To continue on, but...
I like that idea.
Yeah,
that's
so,
a really good idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm talking... You don't get that check till I... Same day.
Yeah.
And then in an executive session, have them come in and truly sign something that this is exactly what they're going to do and sign it up. And that's the way that you can, the board their session. So I think it's specifically written down that way.
And be accountable for
it. And be accountable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, before you get too far on this, maybe you ought to offer up one cabin and ask them to do it.
She make said, sure
have
that
they
chance.
Have the
sacrificial cabin.
Necessary skills. If they do it right, you cover 1 year, you know, cover some whatever. Do like Jody says, do a check exchange so it's all
legal and above board.
But we, you know, the one thing we don't want to do is go down and pay for something. And I'm not casting any doubt that they can't do a job, you know, painting's painting. But, you know, if they don't do a good job on it, you know, then we just trade it off on.
Right. Right.
Can we paint the color of your cabin?
You can.
Okay.
No.
Are we ready to move on to laundry?
Yes, go to laundry.
Laundry. Nancy, I got $1,500 in there. What do you think about that? And let me go to last year's.
You got to do the first part of this year before you find the money.
Well, we did spend $1,700 this year already, but I think we had to double do
Yeah.
We had to double do.
And I haven't even been doing laundry in town.
Well, no, this is the first time of the year. This is what we've done.
What?
With everything that we had to do, all that had to be done in the laundry shed, as well as what had to be done in the laundry itself.
So anyway, so $1,500 should be a good number based on our past history.
2011 and 2010.
2011, that was $850. 2010 was $1,500, basically, and 2012 was $1,500. If I skip around, because these are not the same in here as they are in here, because things in here are
broken up.
Yeah.
I'd like to fix one day, but not now.
So with your wash machine here, and all you're basically paying for is soap.
And gas. Yeah.
Well, beginning of the year, she'll have to go into town to do it.
This was kind of a trial run, which I think is working on the not-so-busy weeks. The busy weeks, I think we're going to have to load it up.
Yeah.
But, that washer, you have to hit it. There's something wrong with the electronics.
I have to punch it, and if I forget to punch it before I walk away,
you just waste it all
then,
the
I have,
time.
Then I wait 40 minutes, go back to switch it over, have water in it, and I have to punch it at that point. Okay.
I don't know where we're going to come up with the money to get another one, but...
Well, Brent sent an email about the cost of commercial one.
A good commercial washer is $3,500. A good commercial dryer for what we're doing for is another $1,500.
Is that electric?
No, that's a gas dryer.
Gas propane dryer.
And it... electric washer?
I just wanted to throw that out there. I mean, this is working, but you have to be there to bang on
and
it.
Just for
wish list is a new
washer. Is that just a normal family size?
No, it's a large.
Well, it's large capacity.
Okay, but commercial, was that like a triple load one that you looked at? Or
no, the one, what I looked at was a commercial washer. That's about standard size,
okay.
Slightly larger, but a good one. One that's going to last you.
Oh,
it's going to be $3,500.
Okay.
Yeah, let me clarify on this laundry too. Not only did we do laundry, we also did the laundry shed. So that was cleaning all that out, cleaning that all went to the laundry bag.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's so
hard. Okay.
So that had a hard time.
You can always go in the store and buy a washer and dryer, wear them out, go up and buy them.
$100. I see them all the time.
And if it's not like a triple loader or a quadruple loader, then maybe we should go that route and just go cheaper.
What I looked at was what I thought was going to be middle of the road, something we could use.
Uh-huh.
I mean, bottom line is that it's spending.
Basic people, we're carport scale people.
Right. If I go to, I can wash 6 comforters in a coat in one wash.
In
right? Here, I can do one.
One.
Which, I mean, it's, okay, obviously in the spring, when I redo all the bedding, that will go to town. I'm not going to even attempt to do it out here because I can't do wash out here during the winter. Because, I can dry it. We have a dryer. I have a
water
hose. Tank. It's very redneck. I have a hose connected to my hot water heater that runs to the washing machine. And then we have a hose connected to the, I have a hose connected to the spigot for cold water that runs to the washer. And I turn them on and then I have to turn them off before I go. And, it's okay. I have no gripes. Yeah, but it is a process and it takes a lot of time. So I keep my phone in my pocket with an alarm set on it, and I set it for, and when it goes off, then I go back and do whatever, but I'm right here. I'm still doing stuff.
My question is, does it take you less time to do that than it does to drive to town?
Yeah.
And back?
Yeah. Does it take less time?
2 hours you can get it finished.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, but the thing is she's not here.
Yeah, and you've got an hour driving in, an hour driving back, and an hour waiting for her.
The whole thing is she's not here.
She's not here, plus the gas money.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they were griping about our trips to town and how much time she spent in town. And I really like this idea, but we just need to make it work. To have somebody here is huge. You drive up, there's somebody here.
Yeah, I'm here regardless of whether I'm doing laundry or not. I'm here. I can deal with whatever comes up. And I can put laundry on hold if I have to run and go do something. You know, I mean, it's not.
So my question is, because I'm not up to speed on it, where did these, how old are they? Or when did they appear?
They were.
They're fairly new, and I think.
They're fairly new.
I really don't know what the origin is on.
I mean, it's a new setup. It works.
It worked. The dryer's fine. I have there's no issue with the dryer. It's great. The washer works great, except that I had to punch it before I go.
I wish they would have put the drain somewhere else.
But we piped it out better.
But the other thing to consider in this laundry fiasco is that when she goes to town, she's away from there. She just gets it all done in the day. What you hear is taking her every day and doing it down what she did before. And we tend to want to think, okay, the water's free. It doesn't cost us anything, but it does because it's fuel.
Right.
In order to run the generator.
Yeah, you
got
to
pump it.
Right.
Yeah, and so we're spending more money on that.
But we don't
have a generator running to run the washing
system. Right.
And that's fuel.
But that takes the little the one that runs the generator takes. I think I can go 2 days on a tank. Where if you run the big generator, that's like $4 an hour.
But if you count in wear and tear on vehicles and the time away from the ranch,
true,
the fuel it takes to get there.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah.
I think it's pennies to pennies.
Wear and tear on vehicles is huge on these roads.
So $1,500 will cover
in this bit.
We can put washer and dryer on wish list.
Yeah.
Not dryer, but washer.
If you get a larger washer, then you need to have a larger dryer. And I hung them out. When the weather's nice, I can hang them both out. I like the dryer works better. Right. I like hang dry clothes, and I'll hang out one.
Not like
but there's been times when I go to take the stuff off the line and there's bird crap on it. Gotta do it again. Yeah. But it doesn't happen all the time.
Moving on.
All right. Porta potty. Now, you were saying that it was going to cost us $600 this year for the porta potty, the one, and I was like, that's not that much for that one. But we only have on there $300, but she hasn't filled us yet then.
She just filled it. I just got it last night.
Oh, what is it then?
I didn't open it.
You didn't open it yet?
I was doing everything. All
right.
I couldn't open it up.
But we'll skip that one and just, I got a question.
Porta potty, we've been discussing this.
Oh. So if we get a porta potty, we need to get the chemical to take care of it ourselves. It doesn't need to be maintained by her unless it gets full. If it's full, we can call and tell her to come pump it. But other than that, it needs to be.
They used to leave us the chemical, and we just put it in and add water.
Good.
I don't know why she's coming out and maintaining. So that's a lot more money.
It's $100,000 a trip.
Well, the people that were here wouldn't do it. The other managers would do that, but also she's persnickety. It also makes me uncomfortable. So,
oh yeah.
So
very
nasty.
Yeah.
So we've been discussing it, trying to figure out what other things we can do, and that's one possibility. If that this budget would cover that.
Well, what if you went with the other company that we used to use?
Yeah, it's just one company.
How many do we have? We just have one porta potty?
I mean,
we don't need two. You only need one.
We used to do
it.
Right?
Yeah.
We used to do
it. This is way too much for
that.
This is way too much for that. So,
I think we need to have a bathroom there.
I think we need to look at buying one and just having somebody come out and pump it every so often. They're for sale.
Well,
I mean, this is.
How many years?
Yeah.
Pay for itself.
This is the first year that's cost us that much. But, well, what about, I'm sorry, I don't know much about these things, but I've just been looking at them recently. That I found one on Craigslist. I think I sent it to you, a comfort system further or something. The guy had it, was like, oh, I should have bought the damn thing. Like brand new, only used for a few years, perfectly clean, everything. It was like $600 used.
What do you think?
And then build a shack around it.
Yeah.
And we'd never have to empty it, and it would be there forever. Is that how that works?
Well, they're not maintenance free. And then the other thing you have to be careful of with them is they can catch on fire. And if you don't maintain them properly, they can.
While you're in there?
Well, it seriously can.
Wow.
If they just sit there, you can get a low temperature spontaneous ignition. If they're not maintaining the composting right. So
My question is, are you renting this for the whole year, or can you just do it for the season?
And then the other thing about the composting, you got to remember, the composting requires a certain amount of heat to work. So we'd have to make sure that, like at this time of year, when we clean them out, they're not used anymore, and then put them back in operation in the spring.
Look, I'm going to call around and see. I know Sandy Johnson. I know a few other people.
Sandy Johnson isn't doing anything.
But he has some. He has two on his lot.
Okay.
Oh.
You can buy them.
But what do you put underneath them? You dig a big hole, or
no,
you
it's
put
just
it?
A big tank. No, it's just a holding tank. It's self-contained. You can move it around.
How do you get that?
They come out and they pump it out.
It's like you do a septic tank.
Somebody has to come out and pump it out. What do they charge for that, though? I'm sure that's not a cheap process either.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
You guys want to take a quick break?
Sure.
They're coming out. That's what most of this expenses.
Yeah.
They're coming out.
Well, and
I
think if she comes out once or twice in the season, I think it'd be fine just to pump it out. We can use the chemical to do whatever.
And the other thing that they complain about their equipment, like the field guys, you know, part of our equipment come out there.
I'm going to pause this, take a quick break, so I don't have to stop the point.